Inventing the Future, The Tale of the Airplane. From the time we were little children, my brother Orville and I lived together, played together, worked together, and in fact, thought together. We usually owned all of our toys in common, talked over our thoughts and aspirations, so that nearly everything that was done in our lives has been the result of conversations, suggestions, and discussions between us. Wilbur Wright, April 3, 1912. Wilbur Wright and his younger brother Orville were ordinary boys with ordinary toys. Somehow, they became extraordinary men with extraordinary machines. The story of their success can inspire all young dreamers to become the inventors of the future. Wilbur Wright was born in Millville, Indiana, in 1867, Orville in Dayton, Ohio, in 1871. Neither Wilbur nor Orville finished high school, although both liked to learn new things. Yet, in order to fly, they had to become scientists. Their investigations gave them the knowledge they needed to succeed where others had failed. Orville and Wilbur's father, Milton, often traveled from place to place. When he returned home, he often brought gifts for his young children. Once, he presented a rubber band-powered flying toy to the boys. The toy fascinated them and sparkled their lifelong interest in flight. Late in the autumn of 1878, our father came into the house one evening with some object partly concealed in his hands. And before we could see what it was, he tossed it into the air. Instead of falling to the floor, as we expected, it flew across the room till it struck the ceiling, where it fluttered a while, and finally sank to the floor. It was a light frame of cork and bamboo, covered with paper. A toy so delicate lasted only a short time in the hands of small boys, but its memory was abiding. Inventing the Future. The Wright brothers grew up in Dayton, Ohio, where they opened a bicycle repair, design, and manufacturing company, the Wright Cycle Company, in 1892. By 1896, Wilbur had his mind set on a new idea, flying. Wilbur began by reading everything he could find about the state of human flight. It became his hobby. The Wright brothers used the occupation to fund their growing interest in flight. Drawing on the work of Sir George Cayley, Octave Chanute, Otto Lilienthal, and Samuel Pierpont Langley, they began their mechanical aeronautical experimentation in 1899. The brothers extended the technology of flight by emphasizing control of the aircraft instead of increased power for taking off into the air. They developed three-axis control and established principles of control still used today. In the summer of 1899, the brothers built their first biplane. It was made of wood and cloth with a wingspan of 5 feet and a cord of about 13 inches. The plan was to fly it as a kite to test their ideas about controlling the forces of flight. Orville was not present when Wilbur flew the kite that summer in Dayton. No written record or photographs exist.